News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 50 of this series of 50 weekly Info Shorts bulletins from InfoSound. News, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 9th of December 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, seeing sport differently, the Breville Hot Cup water boiler, the UK-wide PSS iTalk information service, mobility campaigning by the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, the Zigzag portable folding light, and a seasonal farewell.
Now, if you're a football fan, you might be interested to know that RNIB has carried out research that revealed 23% of blind and partially sighted people couldn't experience or access a sporting event properly because of problems for them at the grounds. And 41% of those asked said lack of accessible communication, like audio-described commentary during a match and accessible event day programmes in large print and braille, puts them off attending a live sporting event. However, the research also showed some positives, with nearly 38% of blind and partially sighted people saying that their football stadiums had made a lot of adaptations to make the live viewing experience more accessible. Tied in with this research, RNIB has created a new guide called See Sport Differently Guidance, showing how sports venues can make the matchday experience accessible for fans with sight loss. The charity worked closely with Arsenal, Everton, Plymouth Argyle, Wolverhampton Wanderers and Wrexham football clubs to develop best practice, as well as holding focus groups with vision impaired people to better understand the issues they face when attending live football matches.
InfoSound.
Many thanks for the messages and phoned-in comments that have come into us at InfoSound over the past year. The final one of these comes from Martin Whitecross, who got in touch to recommend and demonstrate a kitchen appliance for us.
I've got here a Breville kettle hot water dispenser, and this is how I make a cup of tea as a blind person.
Now, the Breville hot cup is used just like a normal kettle, but it only boils enough water for the number of cups you need.
So when you get it first, you set it up on its base. The base has got the plug and the kettle here. The water comes out this wee spout, like a wee exhaust pipe. And so what happens is, you can make anything. You can make tea, coffee, hot chocolate, whatever. There's two buttons. There's one on the left is for switching off the kettle. That's for filling the water. So I use that. So don't ever leave it switched on when you're filling it, because when you put it back on the base, it will start boiling. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to press the button here on the top for boiling, the round one. The other one's a sort of a square one. So in a minute, it'll start to boil. So there it goes, so it's starting to boil now. There you have it. So that's the kettle just boiled. So there you go. There's a demonstration of how I do my own hot drink.
It dispenses a 250ml cup of boiling water, the equivalent of a standard drinking mug, and will dispense up to 5 cups without refilling. It's a readily available item online and in the high street, and there are several versions. Just as one example, Argos sells the Breville VKJ142 hot cup water dispenser for £36. But do shop around for what you want. And thanks for the demo, Martin.
InfoSound.
As we've said, this is the final edition of this weekly series of 50 InfoShorts bulletins, and so we here at the charity InfoSound, which produces them, are now going to be providing audio features for the Partially Sighted Society's PSS iTalk information service, which has been up and running for a couple of years now. And joining us now is PSS iTalk's editor, Sean Fowler. And Sean, for those who may not be aware, what is your iTalk service?
Sure. So iTalk is an audio information service. It has news, reviews, hints and tips and interviews with members of a blind and partially sighted community. Really interesting people. We have an experienced wealth of people here on board already that can really help people that are struggling with sight loss or have been partially sighted or blind for a while. There's something for everybody.
And are you kind of expanding things in 2024, changing things at all?
Certainly. So we'll be increasing the output. We'll be bringing more people on board and hopefully have a whole new fresh lick of paint.
And the sort of things you mentioned there, very much practical aspects of living with sight loss. Would that be a fair way to sum it up?
Absolutely. So at the Partially Sighted Society, it's all about how you live well with sight loss, and hopefully PSSI Talk is a avenue to help people get there.
And what about where PSSI Talk can be heard?
PSSI Talk can be heard on Amazon Alexa, on regional and local talking newspapers, as well as on our website, partsight.org.uk.
partsight.org.uk. Thanks very much indeed, Sean.
Thank you very much.
InfoSound.
A quick mention now for the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, the non-party political campaigning and lobbying organisation of and for blind and partially sighted people. They'll campaign about any issue that affects the daily lives of those living with sight loss. And more recently, mobility-related issues have been high on the agenda, things like safe pedestrian spaces, silent electric cars, the dangers of electric scooters, parking on pavements, unpruned overhead branches and pavement clutter. They have a network of local branches around the country and a postal branch for those members not able to get to a local group. And they keep members up to date with what's going on in various accessible ways throughout the year. So if you'd like to know more about NFB UK and their campaigning work, they can be phoned on 01924 291 313. That's 01924 291 313 or emailed at admin@nfbuk.org.
InfoSound.
One of eight portable lights that RNIB sells is the zigzag folding light, so called because when unfolded, it has a distinctive Z shape with the extendable section adjustable to the height wanted, directing its built-in 24 LED daylight equivalent lights where needed. When folded down, it's essentially flat, measuring 20 by 6 by 2.5 centimetres, and when fully open, it's just over 30 centimetres high, and it weighs 340 grams. It's made from aluminium with a brushed bronze finish, and it has a single touch-sensitive button control for power and brightness settings. And say the manufacturers, its built-in USB rechargeable battery should provide up to 8 hours of light. The price is £49.99, and more details about this light or indeed any other in RNIB's range are available from the charity through their national helpline by phoning 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
And that brings us to the end of this 50th and final edition of the weekly series of Info Shorts bulletins from InfoSound. We do hope you found them useful, and thank you for listening.